Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here to the podcast channel to another bite-sized political podcast. And thanks very much for being part of this. As always, none of this is possible without you. So, that being said, let's talk about the collapse of the regime because it's been a kind of monumental week, really. We saw Boris Johnson, in an effort to save his scrawny political neck, throw all the COVID restrictions pretty much overboard. And I have to say that there are some aspects of this which confuse me, and we're going to talk about those in a moment. But he did do that, and it worked insofar as the backbench rebellion was quelled, and therefore his position as premier continues, certainly for another week anyway, until we see what the Sue Gray report brings us next week. So we've got that to look forward to. But at the moment, it's really quite remarkable to see that whilst Johnson did that, we then started to see other things happening, like, for example, the health minister, Sajid Javid, telling us that, yeah, maybe the figures we've given you, the COVID death figures, maybe they were wrong all along. Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Sajid. That's interesting to know. Good to know. You'll be in the dock when the trials come. So we heard that. And then in the last 24 hours, we've heard suggestions that the NHS vaccine mandate may be paused, i.e., as you know, as it currently sits, if you work in the NHS frontline and you haven't taken a jibby jab by the 3rd of February, so that's not very far away now, you are going to be sacked come the beginning of April because the legislation the government voted through in December said that if you work in the NHS and you haven't had two jabs, not one, two jabs by the 3rd of April, then we're going to sack you. That's what they said. That's what they voted through in December. That was only last month. Now they're saying, yeah, we might pause it. I wonder, is that a prelude to them saying, yeah, maybe we won't do that after all? So no matter how you look on it, certainly in England, certainly within the Johnson regime, the entire COVID narrative that has been such a central part of life in the UK for 2 years has almost completely collapsed. Now, I know that's not exactly the same in Scotland, in Wales, and Northern Ireland. I understand the nasty little vindictive regional regimes. They're sad that they have to give up the restrictions because they love the idea of restricting our freedoms. Sturgeon in Scotland, delighted in it. Drakeford in Cardiff, loved the notion of it. And in Northern Ireland, we had the laughable health minister, Robin Swan, who is essentially a puppet for the chief medical officer, Michael McBride. They couldn't think up cruel enough measures to introduce. But that was in December. Ah, but now in January, it's all different. Science has changed. Well, no, nothing's changed. These people have rolled back. They've executed massive U-turns. Now, here's the thing, folks. My understanding of this was in the context of, if you like, the United Kingdom and the UK politics and Boris Johnson's particular challenges. So that's what I thought. But, you know, that doesn't explain why, for example, Ireland has also essentially junked quite a few elements of their COVID restrictions. And the Irish have been good little poster boys for the New World Order. So it's really weird that, I mean, that wasn't done to save Boris Johnson. The Irish have done it for a different reason. And, you know, whether this will spread to other countries, we will wait and see. Because at this point in time, whilst the likes of the UK, the British Isles, basically, the UK and Ireland, have clearly made a strategic retreat. Now, it may be temporary. And I'm not saying for one moment that they've given up on things. But maybe they've decided to bank the win and consider what the win is. In Ireland, they've jabbed 92% of the population. In the UK, they've jabbed, again, in the 80s, I imagine, 82, 83% of the population. So a huge number, millions and millions of our fellow citizens are walking around with mRNA coming out of their ears. They've had so much of it stuck into them over the past year. So you might say the regime's taking a view. Yep, we've got the people with the clot shot in them, so that's going to have consequences for them. And so now we beat a tactical retreat. Because obviously, as you know, and we've done it here on the stream and you've all helped, we've torn apart their ludicrous narrative. You know, we know that the first and second jabs don't work because they've told us. And yet, if you don't get a first and second jab, you're going to be sacked from the NHS. Tell me how that works. We know that the triple jabbed are as likely to be in intensive care as the unjabbed. So again, tell me how the vaccine efficacy works. And so it goes. And we know that mask mandates are just pure theatre. They're just pure vaudevillian theatre to frighten people. And so across the piece, the narrative's been looking very, very dodgy. And so perhaps that's one reason. But that doesn't really explain why in France and in Austria and Germany and Australia and New Zealand, they're essentially turning into prison camps. In Austria from next month, in a couple of weeks' time, if you haven't been jabbed, if you haven't taken the clot shot, you will be, after a number of warnings, you will be fined around about 3,500 euros. So that's full-on COVID fascism. And similarly, in Italy, I believe, they've mandated jabs for the over 50s, et cetera. So we've talked about France as well, because it's a basket case under Macron when it comes to tyrannies. So there's a major divergence that we can see between, if you like, a significant element of continental Europe and the UK and Ireland. Now, why this should be is a matter of speculation. Will they also start to execute retreats in Europe as well? I don't know. I can't see how the Austrians can pull back from their nightmare oppression. Similarly, the Germans, similarly, the Italians, similarly, the French. I don't know how, but it's possible because anything's possible. Because at no point has any of this ever been about science. It's always been about other motivations, you know. So we shall watch and see. But for the time being, the regime in the UK and in Ireland is in full retreat. And we're going to talk about some other aspects of that, actually, in another podcast. But I think we should take this one for the small victory that it is. And don't get me wrong, I'm not jumping up and down in celebration because the damage has been done. Roughly, 4/5 of the population have taken a jab that could well kill them. So I'm not happy for them. I'm not happy for us. I think that this is being managed in a particular way for reasons that we don't quite get yet, but no doubt they will become clear. So as I say, let's bank the small victory for what it is. Go out, all you pure bloods, with your head held high, because by not complying and by not submitting, you've all done your bit as well to get this madness ended, if temporarily. Thanks for listening.